Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with gladness, knowing that how you blessed Abraham, and I pray, O Lord, that you do the same to us as long as we come to him and listen to what you have to say to us, and pay attention to it, and learn from it. For sure, we will be blessed, just like how we blessed Abraham. And listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray that you give not only the one who speak, but to those who hear, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we have a deeper understanding of who you are and what you have done in those days. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, how do I get the title? How can I get a great reward? And that is recorded in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. And after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. I am your very great reward. So I pray that Chinese people are blessed double portion. You know, we have a new year in January 1st. Now we also have a Chinese Lunar New Year. So every time a new year comes, we can make a decision to follow what Jesus has to say to us so that we can get the blessing. And I pray that you're here today. The Lord Jesus Christ is a very great reward. As long as we follow him, and we'll get a great reward. The main idea is, don't fight against your brother. Okay? That is, we call it in Genesis chapter 13. And then the second main idea is, fight for your brother. That is in Genesis chapter 14. You write that down. And don't fight against your brother. That is love. Fight for your brother, and that's love too, and save his life. I think it's very fitting that Sally lead us to sing the song. And how Jesus Christ risked his life to die for us. And if we follow Jesus' footsteps to rescue our own brother. And I think that is great. And we see that by loving one another, right beside the main idea, number 3. You write down 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What's the definition of love? Love is patient, love is kind, and love does not keep a record of sin, and love only love righteous and hate wickedness, and that I can see that in the life of Abraham, it demonstrates that. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, Proverbs 17:17, the Bible said, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And when you love your friends, you don't quarrel with your friends. For the Bible clearly stated that Proverbs 17:14, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Proverbs 17:14. When Abraham went into Egypt and he became very, very wealthy, and take a look at Genesis chapter 12. Before he entered into Egypt, he wasn't that great reach, you know. In chapter 12, verse 5, he took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, and all the possession they had accumulated and the people they have acquired in Haran. And then they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. And they still can live together in the land of Canaan. When they go to Egypt, they can live together too. But when they leave the Egypt, they become very, very wealthy. Chapter 12, verse 13. Because Abraham get the blessing because he tell Pharaoh that his wife is his sister. As I said last week, he's telling the truth because from the same father, but from a different mother. But he's not telling the whole truth. And then he become very wealthy because verse chapter 12, verse 16, Pharaoh treated Abraham well for her sake. And Abraham acquired sheep, cattle, male and female donkey, manservant and maidservant, and camel. And then chapter 13, verse 1. So Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev. Negev is a dry place in the south of the Promised Land, with his wife and everything he has, and Lot went with him. Abraham has become very wealthy, circle the word, very wealthy. Very wealthy. Chapter 13, verse 2, and link up with chapter 12, verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land. Brother and sister, I would like you to remember that. If you are blessed by the Lord, doesn't matter whether there's a famine in the land. When you are blessed by the Lord, you obey Him and listen to what He has to say, and He bless you left, right, and center. Last Thursday, when Joyce come back, he tell me a good news. He said, Daddy, my boss give me a call. Normally, your boss don't call you, right? Either they fire you, either he fire you, or he give you a promotion, he will call you. He said, starting the next paycheck, I give you a 7% raise. This kind of blessing, because this company, they don't give the annual review until August. Now it's January, it's not August. You're not supposed to have any pay raise. But the manager give her a call. I give you a raise for 7%. So what have we learned? I say to Joyce last year, 2019, whatever the Lord say to you, you listen to it, you take the risk and do it, and you will see the blessing. You don't do it, you don't see the blessing. Doesn't matter whether the time is famine or times of abundance. If you do not walk with the Lord, even in times of abundance, everybody get job and you get laid off. Even though everybody get laid off, they don't get job. Most of them, they only get 1 or 2% to beat the inflation, but you get 7%. By the time August, should get crazy. So, if you come to the church, listen to the sermon, and the sermon enter into your left ear and go out to your right ear, do not enter into your heart, you do not put it into practice, you don't get blessing. listen to the sermon, pay attention to it, learn from it, and come to Jesus, you'll get blessing. I want you to go to the Gospel of John. Turn to Gospel of John, chapter 6. Hear what Jesus has to say to us. Chapter 6, verse 45. Everyone, including you and me, everyone who listens to the Father is the Heavenly Father, and learn from Him, you come to Jesus. You pay attention when you come to the church, listen to what the Bible says, and then you say, yeah, this is the blessing I want. I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to practice it. And then once you have done your part, you wait for God, and He will bless you. You know why? Because the Bible says in Psalm 146, the Lord remains faithful forever. Whatever He promised you, you may not remember, you may forget, but God never forget what He has promised. In Psalm 105, verse 8, He remembers every word that comes out from His mouth. So that's why Jesus Christ said in 4:4, Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4, man does not live on bread alone. Man live on every word that come out from the word of the Lord. If you remember what He said, you just do it. Once you do it, you just wait with expectation. Just like the psalmist says, when I pray every morning, I pray to God. I've done my part. I pay attention to what you have to say to you. I apply my heart to understanding. I did it. I learned from it. And I come to you. And I wait in expectation. I want to see how you're going to bless me. When you bless me, I'm going to announce it to let other people know that, so that if they follow, they get the same kind of blessing. Because my Lord Jesus Christ is not so big with His son. He's an impartial God. How He blessed Abraham in those days, you follow His very footstep, you get the same kind of blessing. So don't just come to the church and listen. You come to the church and listen to the Father and learn from it. The word learn is put into practice. That's how you learn. Do it. Keep doing it. And then you cry out to God. Lord, whatever you say, I pay attention to what you say. Now when I cry to you, you hear my prayer and deliver me. So, when we do the right thing in the sight of the Lord will speak to you with the following confirmation. In other words, you hear what the Lord required you to do, by faith you do it, and He will give you more revelation. More revelation are given, not only to your offspring, I will give this land, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, the Lord said, I will give this land, not to you, I will give this land to your offspring. In chapter 12, verse 7. But because Abraham listened to God, learned from Him, and the Lord appeared to him, give him more revelation, more promise. Whereas in Genesis chapter 12, verse 14 to 15, the Bible says, I will give you all this land that you see, not only to your offspring, but to you also. Not only to you and to your offspring, temporarily, but forever. Brother and sister, what have I learned? The more I study the Bible, the more I have a deeper understanding of how much blessing God can give it to each and every one of us. You know why people, they go to the church and they suffer pain and they don't get blessing? You know why? Because they just hear it. They don't do it. You go to the university, You're just auditing. You don't do any assignment. You don't get a degree. You have to do assignment, go through all the tests and quizzes, and write the final exam. You pass it, you get a degree. Does it make sense? Listen to it and learn from him. When you come to Jesus, and Jesus will bless you. And that's how we get the blessing. At first, he just said, this land I will give to your offspring. But now he says, I give it to you and to your offspring. Because the Lord wants to encourage him. You know when did the Lord appear to him? When they part company. When they part company. And Abraham said to the Lord, you go to the left, I go to the right. I don't want to fight with you because we are brother. A brother are born for adversity. A friend loves at all times. 17:17 Book of Proverbs. And he practiced love. He didn't want to quarrel. Starting a quarrel is just like preaching a death. Before the quarrel break out, drop the man and don't talk about that. Remember, whether at home, your wife or your husband start to pick a fight, quarrel with you, you just remain silent. Don't fight. You practice love. You listen to it. Eventually, you get blessing. Because the Lord will bless you. Same as in a company. Make sure you listen to me, what I have to say to you. Don't complain your co-worker in front of any supervisor or boss. They have eyes, they can see that. Don't complain. Because the Book of Proverbs stated very clearly. I want you to listen. Okay? No company will give you blessing if you do Genesis chapter 37, what Joseph had done to all his brothers, and reported to his father, this brother is no good, that brother is no good, that is no good. So Joseph suffered pain, and he learned the lesson. Don't gossip him. Don't complain your co-worker in front of the master. Circle the Book of Proverbs. Listen to what God has to say. Turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 10. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you will pay for it. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you will pay for it. Ham slandered his father in front of his two brothers. He get cursing. At company, love your co-worker. Help him to be successful. I guarantee you, eventually you'll be the boss. Because no company wants the co-worker and keep fighting. If they keep fighting, they're not going anywhere. You sold yourself to be like Abraham. And you like Abraham, you take the risk. You get the blessing like Abraham get a blessing. Okay? Don't complain to any co-worker. Make friends with them. Okay? Eventually, before your boss give you a promotion, they're going to ask all the other people, how is that better? If they all give good report of you, I guarantee you, you're going to get promotion. Don't be a mean person, okay? A kind man, for the proverb say, benefit yourself, okay? That is the EQ that we all have to learn. Don't give any report. Everybody's eyes, they can see that, okay? Don't need you to complain, to slander. So, when they fight, because both of them get so much wealth, okay? The Bible says, once Abraham become very wealthy,
in verse 4, there Abraham called on the name of the Lord, give thanks to God, and at the place that he built an altar, he gave thanks to God. In verse 5, now Lord, who was moving about with Abraham, and also had flock and herd and pen, but the land could not support them while they stayed together. For their possession was so great that they were not able to stay together, circle the world. Their possession was so great. Not only the possession of Abraham was great, the possession of Lot was great. I want you to write that down. The reason why Lot's possession was great is not because of Lot is a smart guy. It's just because Lot was following Abraham. In following Abraham, God did not say, I bless you, sevenfold blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, the Lord given Abraham sevenfold blessing. Not to Lot, to Abraham. He didn't realize it. Remember one thing. When you become rich, do you think it's because of you? No, it's not because of you. Because of someone else. Okay? So, you remember that? I want you to write that down. Later on, we're going to study that. Laban is the father-in-law of Jacob. Jacob realized, and Laban realized, the reason why Laban becomes so wealthy ever since Jacob went to him, and he realized it is because of the Lord who blessed Jacob. The moment Jacob left him, he lost all the wealth. This kind of teaching, you got to know. When you read the scripture, you don't just read Genesis chapter 12, you read Genesis chapter 13, and then you take a look at Genesis chapter 14. Lot lost everything. Do you realize that? When he looked at the thing, Abraham said, let our company, you go to the left, I go to the right, you go to the right, I go to the left. Take a look at what the Bible says. Chapter 13, verse 10. Lot looked up and saw the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered. It was well watered like gardens of the Lord. It was well watered like the land of Egypt. Because Lot being to the land of Egypt is a prosperous land. It's wealthy land. And anyone get job? Now you look at that place. Wow. The plain of Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. Twas Shoah. And this was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Circle the parenthesis. All Lord sees that place, the plain of Jordan, is a good place. He didn't realize that place eventually would be destroyed by God. You don't go to a place that is destroyed by God, you understand? Because he didn't see that. He didn't see that. When he made a decision, he leaned on his own understanding. He thought he's a wise man. He made his own decision. He didn't seek advice with Abraham because his servant and Abraham's servant are quarreling with one another because the land is not big enough. Verse 11, when Lot see them, he leaned on his own understanding. He thought, that's the place I'm going to choose. So Lot chose for himself, circle the word, chose for himself. He didn't choose the land because of the revelation from God. He didn't choose the land because he heard the Lord tell him, pick that land. Not like Abraham. Abraham left Ur, Chaldean, go to Haran with his father, and then at Haran, the Lord spoke to him, leave your land, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household, go to the land of Canaan. Abraham heard that. He knows that. He followed God. That's why he got blessing. But Lord, he didn't hear anything where he should go. He just leaned on his own understanding, tried this and tried that. You know that in 13, he go to that plain of Jordan. Eventually, that plain will be destroyed. Right? He didn't know that in chapter 14, he has gone through a battle and lost the battle. He lost all the possession. He didn't realize in chapter 19, he lost his wife. He lost his two daughters. He didn't realize that. He didn't realize that he's supposed to have two son-in-law. He lost the two son-in-law because he didn't have a good witness. That guy lost everything. Circle the word. You choose things for yourself, you are a loser. You choose things because you heard what God said to you, you do it, you obey Him, you get blessing. As I said, what did the Lord say? Proverbs chapter 30 verse 10 again. Do not slander any servant in front of his master, or else you'll be cursed. You don't want to be cursed. Don't slander anyone. Also write that down, Psalm 15. Who can walk with the Lord? He did not utter any slander. No slander. You walk with God. Psalm 115. Don't slander anyone. We'll be a fool to slander anyone. There's so much blessing. You don't need to slander anyone to get the blessing. You slander anyone, you don't get blessing. Look at Miriam. Slander his younger brother Moses. He get leprosy. Oh, why doing that? You know, I mean, don't do that. Yeah, I mean, if you know you did that, you don't follow God's word, and you try to slander people to get blessing. No, you don't get blessing. You get cursing. Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless, he who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander circle the word. He has no slander on his tongue, and who does his neighbor no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow man. Circle that. And write that down. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you will pay for it. David said that in 15, Psalm 15. And his son Solomon said that in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 10. No slander. Slander stir up dissension. Slander stir up strife. Slander stir up quarreling. Starting the quarrels like breaching a dam. If the dam was breached and collapsed, all the people in downhill will get killed. Don't stop the matter before the quarrel breaks out. So we learn from Abraham. Learn from it. Be kind to God. Part company. Don't fight for it. Let him choose. Because the Lord will bless you. There's so much blessing. All this blessing is not from fighting. All this blessing from doing what is right and just and fair. Then you have God is with you. You understand? He realized blessing is from the Lord. Salvation is from the Lord. Strength is from the Lord. So you don't need to fight. Okay? So Abraham is a smart guy. I want you to circle that. Right beside, more revelation. The more you follow Jesus, the more you obey, the more you understand God's word. At first, only your strength take possession of the land.
you got to give it to your offspring. And now, when they part company, and you know that Lot superficially choose the best piece of property. Oh, it's well watered. It's good stuff. Not knowing that later on that place will be destroyed. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan. Looked like he's a loser, but in fact, he's a winner. He's an overcomer. While Lot lived among the city of the plain and pitched his tent near Sodom, now the men of Sodom were wicked, were sinning greatly against the Lord. That place is doomed for destruction. You write that down. Right beside 13, you write 14, you write 19. Chapter 14 and chapter 19. I don't hold the future. I don't know what happened tomorrow. But one thing I do know, the Lord will lead me to the right path. You choose for yourself, you destroy your own life, you don't even know. It looks like you are prosperous and successful right now, but eventually you'll be destroyed. Everybody say? I want you to write that down. Lot didn't see that. In 14, he lost everything. In 19, everything burned up. Okay? He didn't see that. Verse 14, chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord has parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south and east and west. All the land circled the world, all the land in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. All the land that you see, I will give circle the world now to you and to your offspring. Not only to you, but to your offspring. Forever. In Genesis chapter 12, it didn't say forever. I read that to you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring. He didn't say to you, say to your offspring. At that time, circle the word to your offspring. At that time, chapter 11, verse 30, your wife Sarah was barren. She has no children. But the Bible says, to your offspring, I will give this land. He didn't say to you. He didn't say give this land to you forever. Listen to me. Circle the word. Point number one. If you do the right thing in the sight of the Lord will speak to you with the following confirmation. Confirmation number one, more revelation. Write that down. Proverbs 29:18. Without revelation, without vision, people cast off restraint. Blessed are those who keep the law. Without revelation, you do your own thing. Same as Lord, choose for himself. He has no revelation. He didn't know that. When Lord departed from Abraham, look like Abraham is a loser because he picked the best land. What is left behind is no good. But the Lord said no. You look at north, south, east, west. All this land I give it to you. And to your offspring. Forever. Is it more revelation? The more you follow him, the more you understand God's word. Hey, brother, does it make sense? Ever since you come to join us in the Thursday Bible study, do you have a better understanding who God is? Do you? Is it good or is it not good? When I say to you, join me to study God's word, and let us get blessing together. Did she join us? Did she get a blessing? Okay. You can do the same. Because my God doesn't show faith with his son. My God will reward each person according to what they have done. Because my God, in Psalm 105, verse 8, he remembers all the things that he has spoken to us, all the precious promises. He said he promised to bless you. He meant it. He blessed you. And the more you follow him, the more you know him, the more blessing you get. Right? Right. Not only the pleasant blessing, also blessing forever and ever. You know who get it? You write that down. David get it. Turn to Psalm 21. Psalm 21. David get eternal blessing. He not only get the pleasant blessing, David get eternal blessing. Okay? Psalm 21. I want to circle the word. Verse 6. Surely you have granted David eternal blessing and make him glad with the joy of your blessing. Brother and sister, the Lord not only want to bless you in this life, give me a break. The Lord want to bless you forever. The more you follow him, the more you study his word, the more you put your faith in his very word, because man does not live on bread alone. Man lives on every word that comes out from his mouth. Don't choose any place to live. Don't choose any job that you do for yourself. Choose according to what God says to you. Everybody say it. How do I know what he wants? How do I know what he wants me to do? You study his word. You listen to him. Listen to the Father and learn from the Father. You come to Jesus and you get the blessing. Don't pick the place that you want to go. Eventually, that place will destroy your life. Pick the place that God wants you to stay. He stayed in the land of Canaan, and the Lord blessed him. Keep going. Chapter 13. All this land you see, I will give to you. There's a new revelation to you and to your offspring. Forever. Circle the word forever. There's a new revelation. And I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth. There's new revelation. So that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Verse 17. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. Circle the word. To you. At first, only to your offspring. Now, he's afraid. The Lord is afraid that Abraham lose heart. Oh, Lord, pick the best land. Oh, I have left this naked. No water. No well water. You understand? Don't worry. I give it to you. All this land. The more you follow him, the more he reveals his word to you, the more you understand his blessing, the more you have strength and courage to follow him. You know what? You mark it down in your Bible. I pray one of these days, the Lord going to call Joyce, just like he called me, at the peak of her career, come and follow me. And I pray he will do it. She tasted. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. When you taste it yourself, not just heard of the blessing, you get the blessing yourself. Not in August you get 7% raise, but in January you get 7% raise. You don't get raise in January unless you ask for it. But in a tough time like that, you ask for it, you are a foolish man, you know what I mean? You don't ask for a thing like that. But if someone calls you, then you know that blessing is from the Lord. Everybody say it. You have to taste it yourself, brother and sister. Just like Job said, I have heard of you. Now I see you. I taste it. And I know the Lord is good. When you call me, and I can follow you. I get 5 more minutes. And then the Bible says, so Abraham moved his tent and went to live near the great tree of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord and he offered sacrifice to God and he served God out of the clean animal that he acquired from Egypt. He offered sacrifice to God and he served God. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to understand when Abraham followed you, you not only give him more revelation, you give him more land was given to him. He lived earth of Chaldea. In Genesis chapter 11 verse 31, he left the place called Haran in Genesis chapter 12 verse 4, and he arrived as your command at Canaan in Genesis chapter 12 verse 5. And then he said, to your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river of Euphrates, in Genesis chapter 15 verse 8. Chapter 15 verse 18. I remember I mentioned it numerous times in Matthew chapter 19. Peter asked Jesus, we forsake everything and follow you. What do we get? And Jesus said, in the millennial kingdom, you will get 100-fold of what you have lost, brother and sister. Abraham lost Ur of Chaldean, lost the place of Haran, lost the inheritance from his father, but he get the land of the river of Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River, more than 1,000-fold, not to mention about 100-fold. The word of the Lord will give you more blessing if you follow him. The more we follow him, the more we get blessing. The more we understand the Lord is good. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray that in the year of 2020, let us not only be able to hear your word, and help us to listen to it, apply our heart to understanding, and learn from it and put it into practice and come to you, and let everyone who come and follow you get blessing just like Abraham. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.